Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from The Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning, and we appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this last day of September, Monday, September 30th. Wow.
Yes, and thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I do have to tell you, Anthony Richardson told us that you were cooler than he thought he was.
Listen, he told me his mom is 8 days older than I am. So there's no chance in the world that he thinks I'm cool. So
it's Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco did it again.
Yeah. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
What did Justin show you specifically in the second half?
I think we all showed ourselves. I think we as a team showed what we can do. Not one player. Y'all always keep putting it on one person. It's the whole team, all 11 of us. Stop making it one player. Y'all keep saying Justin as if like he's the one throwing, catching, and running the fires. Like, come on, bro. It's all of us. So what do we do? What do we see? I saw us all fight, us as a team.
That's Najee Harris annoyed by a Justin Fields question.
What's he annoyed by?
He was asked a question about someone other than him.
They did not win or fare the fair.
First loss. Well,
yeah, it's tough. Justin Fields had quite a game, though. Justin Fields had a pretty good game.
Marshall Harris is here! Marshall! Wow.
He's here to celebrate. All that in a bag of chips.
And Dan Bernstein. Dan.
Oh, what? You're the other thing, so.
Wow, double buzzer
today. The other thing?
Yes, that double buzzer to start it out today. Happy Victory Monday.
Yeah, and welcome, Marshall.
Yes,
or welcome back, however you want to look at it.
Yes,
welcome to
a new show.
This is where we work.
Familiar turf, though.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's great for you.
Thanks to you guys. I literally would not be here. I told Dustin, I told Brandon this, tell you guys now. I wouldn't be here if I hadn't had the opportunity to hang out with you guys when one of you was off gallivanting around town and whatnot. So just happy to be here, excited for day one of many. And what better way to celebrate the arrival than on a Victory Monday? Be positive for once.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of negativity running around here.
A lot of
and you're having chicken, I hear.
Yeah, we will.
Victory chicken.
Yeah, Victory chicken brought to you by Shake Shack a little later in the show. We'll give you all the specifics on that.
Are you having a shake?
We are very excited about we will have whatever they choose to bring to celebrate.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Victory Monday. I will say also, this one has the feel of Loss Avoidance Monday.
Yes.
Well,
that's a good way of putting it.
That's what I thought. I thought this was. I didn't say it was a must win, but it was definitely a must not lose. If that makes any sense.
Well, a tie would have been acceptable.
No, if you lost, you come in and it's an entirely different conversation around the city. Entirely different circumstances for every buddy going to House Hall to work today. It changes the complexion. Now, as pivotal as the Colts' loss was, that's how significant yesterday's win was. Because you needed to finish this four-game set at worst 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
At worst.
So your first almost quarter of the season is already in the books, mm-hmm. as fast as these seasons go, and they're in it. They're in the hunt, and that's where we want them to be when they start with the playoff graphics, whether they're locked in or not, to keep their short-term goal and the long-term goal of the quarterback development. It was a good day for that, too.
Sure.
So on these multiple tracks, we could check boxes of positivity.
Oh, so many boxes that got checked. And I think more boxes were checked in this game than any other game they played. Because going back to the other win, it's not like the offense did anything to make you go, hey, they're in good shape.
Right.
Going back to the other win.
That was a long time ago.
It felt like a long time. I'm glad they won. I think that Caleb Williams will be better moving forward, I think, and four games, we've seen him get better. I think he'll get even better in four more. I think it's going okay. And, you know, until the division stuff starts, it might be pretty good.
That's a long time away.
It's week 11. Week 11, yeah. By then, you wonder how much he will be passenger or driver.
Right.
Right now, he's pretty much a passenger, and they're better off that way. be in, I think, 4 weeks in. Maybe you didn't expect that.
I think he's more of a driver than that does justice for him. I do. I think he, especially yesterday.
They're not making a lot of plays down the field in the passing game, Dan. That's what I'm saying, is that you're not making pivotal plays that you need to in the passing game. He's not a threat down the field yet that you respect, and that's obvious in what they're unable to do. I think he will do that, and that will come. But right now, you're defined by his ability to protect the football, not be explosive, but be efficient. And that will change gradually, but it hasn't changed yet.
Well, it's going to have to.
Yeah.
If you're going to, and I think that finding some of those spots, let's see what Keenan Allen is. I'm not sure. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know what
great career.
I don't know what he's got left.
Right now, he is injured.
I don't know what he's got left.
No, I mean, he's not injured. He's hurt. I mean, he's out there, which is it's better than he was the game prior, right? So I think So I think for him, it's just, can he get back to some sense of being a presence that makes a difference that other defenses have to respect and account for? So like, if that happens, I think the Bears are in good shape, because I do think Caleb Williams is just scratching the surface. And if he's in game manager mode, whatever you want to call it, that's fine.
Yep, right.
Because it gives him time to actually develop, let the game slow down a little bit. And hopefully when you get back from, let's say, across the pond back this way, we're talking about a guy with two more games under his belt.
Yes.
Looks more like what we want him to look like.
You're right. Exactly, Marshall. And you'd rather be talking about him managing a game than ruining it.
Absolutely.
And that's what you want to avoid. That's why you got to be a little bit careful. And Shaden Waldron had a better day. He had a better day. He schemed up a touchdown pass. He didn't try to do too much. I love the mini fridge. All those things are kind of fun.
Well, not losing is fun. All the stuff, like you say, the narratives all change depending on whether. And look, we all thought it. When Stafford gets the ball back, even though they're pinning him back down there, we all thought it. We all thought, oh God, this guy is gonna do this again. And then it's over, and they didn't, and we can come in here and smile about it and talk about a 500 team,
right,
in a league that at the moment may not have a dominant force. The Chiefs do not look dominant at all.
Their defense does at times. Defensively, it's very good, but you're right.
Yeah, but without Rashee Rice now, and that's...
Yeah, but you're right.
Let me tell you something.
I know they're unbeaten, but they don't...
Minnesota looks like the team that is better than
everyone. That's a big surprise.
Their defense is outstanding.
They are, and Brian Flores has gotten them off to a really good start. Yep. But, Dan, you're right about the Chiefs. They're unbeaten, but they don't look unbeatable.
Totally agree. So we're going to get into all of it today on our Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. We've got Anthony Heron joining us in the 11 o'clock hour. We are going to break down that touchdown to DJ Moore. We'll hear what DJ Moore had to say about it, what Caleb Williams had to say about it, what Olin Kreutz had to say about it. We're going to talk about the resurgent run game. We are going to hear from Matt Eberflus when he meets the media. Dan Wiederer at 1, and things looking rosier in the Bears world today.
Have a great show.
Have a great show, guys.